The Ohio State defense has had problems for the past two seasons, and Ryan Day believes he has found the man to help fix all the problems the defense has. Who is the new defensive coordinator for Ohio State? How does it affect the current coaching staff? And how does it impact the recruiting trail? All that and more in this episode of Locked On Buckeyes on Ohio State's new defensive coordinator.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
What is up, Buckeyes fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked On Buckeyes for the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Wednesday, December 8th in the year 2021. And I want to thank every person out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their first listen of every single day. The Ohio State defense has had problems, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to watch the defense on the field, see them play, and to see there are issues, there are holes, and there are a lot of questions while watching this team play defense. It's not the worst defense in the country, but it's not playing up to the standard that has been set at the Ohio State University. There's a speculation out there. There have been people wondering, which route would Ryan Day go when going to make changes with the defense? Would it be with coaching? Would it be on the recruiting trail? Would it be both? Well, we know one way that he is making a change. It is by hiring a new defensive coordinator. Current, yes, I say current defensive coordinator at Oklahoma State, Jim Knowles, has been announced as the new defensive coordinator for the Ohio State University. Ryan Day released a statement on this hire on Tuesday afternoon. Quote, "I have offered a position on the Ohio State football staff to Oklahoma State University defensive coordinator Jim Knowles, and he has accepted it. Starting January 2nd, Knowles will be the Buckeyes' new defensive coordinator. What is most important at this time is that we put our players in the best position possible to finish the season with a win in the Rose Bowl. To that end, we will continue our planning and preparation for the game with our current staff of 10 assistant coaches," end quote. We have to put the emphasis on current Oklahoma State. He will start January 2nd because he cannot do anything with the team until at the end of the season once his responsibilities with Oklahoma State are complete. Ryan Day is not taking him away. Jim Knowles is not leaving Oklahoma State. He is staying in Stillwater until that's January 2nd, and then his time in Columbus will start. Jim Knowles, I believe, is a great addition to this Ohio State coaching defensive staff, which needs some stability and needs somebody that lines up with what Ryan Day wants with his defense. The 4-2-5 defense, four down linemen, two linebackers, five players in the secondary. That was a change that was made in the offseason. And when you don't bring in a new guy to coach up the defense the way that you want it coached up, there might be some issues personnel-wise and coaching-wise, and we saw those throughout the season. Jim Knowles is a coach. He's 56 years old. He played defensive end at Cornell from 1983 until 1986. He has been a college head coach since 1988. 33 years of coaching. That's a lot of experience. That's a lot of places he has been. And he's worn different hats along the way. At Cornell, he coached there from 88 to 96, and then also from 2004 until 2009. During his first tenure, his first stint, he was a D-line coach, a running back coach, a linebacker coach, and also recruiting coordinator. He coached at Western Michigan from 1997 until 2002. D-line coach, and then also defensive coordinator there. He was Ole Miss's coach, linebacker coach, and recruiting coordinator in 2003. He coached at Cornell from 04 to 09 as the head coach with a record of 26-34. He coached at Duke from 2010 to 2017, and he also coached at Oklahoma State from 2018 until 2021. The past seasons, 18, 19, 20, and 21 at Oklahoma State, that was the only stop along his coaching journey where he was only the defensive coordinator. Previously, he had worn different hats along the way. This is the only time he was a defensive coordinator and only the DC while he was at that particular school. Jim Knowles, I believe, I say it all the time, but I've said it before, this is something that when it comes to defense and when it comes to you being at Ohio State, you don't want to miss on these type of opportunities. They don't come along very often where you need a hole filled instantaneously. And there's a guy out there that's at the age where he can move. He could be there for a long time. And he is mental in the coaching wise. He aligns up with what you want. Also, Jim Knowles has been a coach that this past year, the Oklahoma State defense was one of the better defenses in the country by numbers and also by national ranking, not just Big 12, where the Big 12 is known for bad defense. This was not your typical Big 12 defense, and we saw that throughout the season, including against Oklahoma. Oklahoma had the most total yards against the Oklahoma State defense, 441 total yards in that game for the Sooners. The high-powered Spencer Rattler beginning of the season. I forget the young man's name. That's the new quarterback there. I know it's crazy times we're living in where my mind is gone. But 441 total yards for Oklahoma in that game. There were six teams that Oklahoma State held under 300 yards. Nobody else other than the second most total yards in a game this year, 374 against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State has not allowed more than three touchdowns all season. Yards per play, they ranked fourth in the nation at 4.42. Yards per carry, sixth in the nation at 2.74. Yards per pass attempt, 14th in the nation, 6.26. Opponents' third down percentage, 25.8%, second in the nation. Tackles for loss, first at 113. Sacks, first at 54. He also was ranked seventh in the nation with scoring defense at 16.8 points per game they were giving up. And then total defense ranked third in the nation at 278.4 yards per game. By the numbers, this is amazing. But once you get deeper and further into what Jim Knowles brings to the table, it's deeper than just numbers. One thing I love about this hire here, and I'll talk more about this in the very next segment, is that Jim Knowles has been a recruiting coordinator at different stops along the way. Not just a position coach, where he has coached the D-line, linebackers, specifically sometimes inside linebackers, and then also in the secondary with the safeties. He is somebody that's also been a recruiting coordinator. And with Ryan Day needing to recruit the top of the top, the elite of the elite in the country, when you have a guy that not only can be your defensive coordinator, can coach a position, and then also be very vital as a recruiting coordinator at previous stops, this is something that's huge. This is something that was needed, and the timing is amazing for Ryan Day to get this done prior to the early signing day, which is right literally like almost a week away. All right, college football fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you could think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you could think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Buckeyes here on a Wednesday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. Once again, I want to thank every person out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their first listen of every single day. And we started something, I mentioned something a while ago, while you're listening to Locked On Buckeyes at the gym, in your car, maybe at home while you're playing the video games, wherever you are, maybe you're at work and you have it going on while you're working, I encourage you, take a picture, tweet that thing out, tag me in the tweet at jstevens07, put it in your Instagram story at jstevens07 on the Instagram. I'll share it on my Instagram story. I'll retweet that thing. Let everybody know where they should be every single day, every Monday through Friday, to get all the info on the Ohio State football and basketball teams. So I'm going to take some time to give my dad credit with what I'm about to say, because my dad says this all the time. Growing up in Indiana, my dad grew up in Fort Wayne. Our family moved to Indianapolis in 1994. I was six years old. I was a little rugrat, little youngin, and I did not know much about sports and things like that. But as I got older, my dad always says this at the end of every single season about player personnel, primarily about the Pacers. Pacers ain't been that good in a while. It's been quite embarrassing, honestly. So my dad always says this, not just about the Pacers, but also about the Colts and other people that are around the sports that my family follows. Hey, almost everybody out here could get shipped out of town. That's not his wording, but that's basically what he's saying. Hey, end of the season, let's talk about the Pacers. The Pacers have not been that good lately. My dad will look at the Pacers roster. He will go down, say, 15-man roster. He will list off maybe two, possibly three players that can stay, and everybody else could get shipped out of town. Why is that? Because when it comes to needing to be to get better, when it comes to needing to improve, when it comes to wanting to compete with, at the time when my dad and I had these conversations consistently, it was competing with the LeBron James-led Miami Heat teams or the LeBron James-led Cleveland Cavaliers teams. Those teams, when you're needing to compete with them, you can't just keep keeping these same old guys around and expecting to get a different result. No, you cannot. And when it comes to the Ohio State coaching staff, I think Ryan Day knows that. In the previous segment, I hinted at the end of said segment that Jim Knowles has been a position coach, D-line coach, linebacker coach, specifically inside linebacker coach, also a safety coach, also a recruiting coordinator. I think those are all vital pieces to the Ohio State coaching staff, because with Jim Knowles being hired, there needs to be somebody let go from the Ohio State coaching staff to allow room for Jim Knowles on the Ohio State defensive coaching staff. It's kind of addition by subtraction, simple math. And so when I think about that, I think about what Jim Knowles has done in his coaching career and how things have been at Ohio State. I have not yet said who I think could be gone or, no, should be gone. Let's do a little speculation, defense only, and talk about who could be gone on the defensive coaching staff. Simply because somebody on that side needs to get shipped out of town to open up a spot for Mr. Knowles on the Ohio State coaching staff. So you have D-line coach Larry Johnson, linebacker coach Al Washington, secondary coach, you have Matt Barnes, and you have Kerry Combs, not DC anymore, got pulled away from being the defensive play caller in the season. People got on Matt Barnes earlier on instead of realizing a lot of it might be personnel, because Ohio State's personnel was not the best it should have been on the field throughout the season. When you think about the coaches on the coaching staff, I'm not going to get on the personnel, I could be on that for a very, very long time. When you think about the current coaching staff and the possibility of players or people leaving, will Larry Johnson be gone? Will Al Washington be gone? Will it be Barnes or will it be Coombs? My guess, when you say that you can get rid of everybody and only keep one person or two, maybe two people, let's just be honest with you. The only guy, if we're just trying to like clean house, the only guy I think that stays is Larry Johnson. Everybody else can go. I'm not saying those guys, Al Washington, Kerry Coombs, and Matt Barnes, won't get another coaching job, but everybody else can go. Why? The standard has to be high at Ohio State. Not making the playoff, this season was not the success that it should have been. Yes, the Rose Bowl is a great way to end the season in Pasadena, California, on New Year's Day. That's an amazing way to end the season. However, the standard is high. Not beating the team up north, not making the playoff, not winning the Big Ten championship, not competing in January for a national championship. There are things on the to-do list, on the checklist for the season that were not complete. So no, the season was not going the way, it did not end the way that it needed to be. And with that in mind, and with the defense playing the way that it is, and knowing somebody needs to be gone, Al Washington, I believe he'll get another job, but for him to be gone, I believe this does two things. It does two things. One, it allows a guy to come in and coach up the defense, the 4-2-5 defense that Ryan Day wants, with a coach that knows exactly how to coach up and to build up and to lift up and to build and to get a defense to grow. That's the word I was looking for, and mature over a period of time, so that over a 2-3-4 year step of progression, you see that from the beginning, things were a little shaky. They weren't the best. At the end, the defensive numbers, the defense that we see on the field taking away from the numbers, is amazing. So I would not be surprised if Jim Knowles comes in and he plays double duty for a little bit. Defensive coordinator, and he also plays linebacker coach. Why? Because for the past 2 years, the linebackers, one, I don't think Ohio State played the best linebackers every single game. And then number two, that may have been one of the weakest position groups on the field. Now, last year you had experience. Tough Borland, Pete Werner, Baron Browning, Justin Hilliard. I'm going to say it. I don't think I said it enough last year. I don't believe Tough Borland should have been on the field as much as he was. I don't believe he was one of the three best linebackers at Ohio State. But that was how things went. You won a lot of games with Tough Borland as the starting linebacker. But when you're at Ohio State, play the best players consistently. Keep them on the field. Didn't happen last year at that position. Didn't happen this year at that position. If you get Al Washington out, now let's just say Kerry Coombs is a coach that's out. I think it should be Al Washington to open up that spot for Jim Knowles. But if it is Kerry Coombs, is that really a big deal? Because Kerry Coombs is big, he's a motivator, he is somebody that is made for college and that has been at Ohio State, is a fan favorite, is a player favorite. Is it really going to be a big knock if Kerry Coombs is gone? On the recruiting trail, you have a previous recruiting coordinator, and you have a guy that's been a defensive coordinator that knows Ryan Day's system, what Ryan Day wants. So if I'm a recruit, I'm saying, well, I don't know much about this guy. I trust Ryan Day. I had a relationship with Kerry Coombs. Is this going to be wise for me to stick with my commitment at Ohio State? I say absolutely. Not going to get too in-depth with this right now. I'm going to go more in-depth in a second. I say absolutely. If it's Matt Barnes, you could get rid of Matt Barnes too. Put Coombs back, a defensive back coach. A little bit questionable with that move, but if you want to keep Coombs around and bring in Knowles and keep Al Washington, I don't suggest that happening. So be it. I think Al Washington is out of there. Jim Knowles comes in. He becomes linebacker coach, defensive coordinator for the time being. That may shake things up down the road, but I do think that's the ideal move to open up the spot for Mr. Knowles and for the defense to be all that it can be. BetOnline has you covered all season for more props, odds, and lines than ever before as football season continues the march to the playoffs. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the sports action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. If you haven't tried a Built Bar by now, you are missing out. They say it's a protein bar, but it does not taste like one. You have to try one of these amazing bars to believe it. Most protein bars are chalky or waxy or just plain hard to choke down. A Built Bar is soft, covered in 100% real chocolate, and when you bite into it, you know you're eating something different. It's more of an experience, one that you'll enjoy. In fact, you'd swear you're eating a candy bar. Built Bars are low calorie, low carb, low fat, low sugar, and high in protein. So all the healthy benefits on top of just being purely delicious. Another great thing about Built Bar, there are so many mouth-watering flavors, including coconut and raspberry and mint brownie, coconut almond, salted caramel, double chocolate, and even cherry barcia. This month, Built Bar is coming out with new limited time flavors every 3 to 4 days. So check their website often. You don't want to miss out. Go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15. L-O-C-K-E-D 15, and it's all one word, and you will get 15% off your next order. Once again, go to built.com and use that friendly promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off at built.com. You're tuned into Locked On Buckeyes here on a Wednesday, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every single day. One more time, I want to thank every person out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their number one listen of every single day. Jim Knowles, so amazing. I'm so excited about this hire. Who could be, what, how does it impact the coaching at Ohio State, the coaching staff? And then with the early signing period happening, I believe that is on the 15th of December. So that's a week from today. Yeah. A week from today is the early signing period. You're probably wondering, I am probably wondering, what are current recruits thinking about Ohio State when it comes to their coaching staff, defensive coordinator being gone, not knowing who's going to be leaving, Ryan to take advantage of what he has at Ohio State now. What are recruits thinking? If I'm a current recruit and I'm a, no matter how many stars you got, if I'm a recruit that's either committed to Ohio State, on the radar of Ohio State, if I'm on the verge of committing to Ohio State, wherever they fall into that category, I think this is a piece of the puzzle that makes you stamp the approval and go ahead and sign on that dotted line, baby, to come to Ohio State. Because over the past year, Ohio State has been recruiting to this 425. Now, maybe prior to the announcement of last season in the offseason, to where Ryan Day announced that Ohio State would be moving to the 425, or what was put on, or when it was put on Front Street, at the defensive base defense would be changing. You saw on the staff, on the person on the team, you quickly saw the personnel was a little shaky, and the coaches had no idea who should be playing on the field consistently. It was one of the most baffling things about this season. The coaches made so many abnormal coaching personnel decisions and putting players on the field together. It's like, come on, guys. You guys got all offseason. You had the offseason was not as long as you thought, but when you want to play in the national championship, you're going to be ending that first Monday or second Monday in January. So be it. That's the way things are going to be. I get all of that, but it just seemed like there was so much uncertainty with who should be on the field. They just, hey, picked up out of hat. Hey, you go on the field. Great. Oh, no. You go on the field. Great. No. We got to pull you off and put somebody else back on. It was very, very confusing. If I'm a recruit on the recruiting trail, this is what I want. This is something that I think I need. Was Ohio State moving to a 3-4 front, where you need an extra linebacker and pull one defensive lineman off? You need heavier guys up front. You need guys and the linebackers that have a different skill set. Were they going to be a 4-2-5? Was it going to be a 3-3-5? With Ohio State keep the same base defense that they had last year into next season, where you're recruiting guys that a lot of these defensive ends Ohio State is recruiting, they're not only versatile inside, outside, they're also guys, a lot of defensive ends want to be defensive ends in college. Four down linemen set. Not three down linemen. And so you're going to be able to keep a lot of those same recruits up front in the front seven or front six now, but also in the back half, you're able to properly recruit the bullet position. Ronnie Hickman played an amazing job, did an amazing job this year at said position, but now he was already on the team. I don't think Ronnie Hickman thought Ohio State would go to a 4-2-5 in this season. I'm not even sure the coaching staff thought at the end of last season, while they were recruiting, that they would go to a 4-2-5 defense. So with this all in mind, and Ohio State being able to properly recruit, I believe not only is this a step in the right direction for the Ohio State defense in the upcoming season, I believe recruits are going to be flocking to Ohio State because they have seen the track record of success that Jim Knowles has. Also, with Jim Knowles being 56, you probably think it's going to be there for 5 to 10 years. One of the most amazing things about Jim Knowles, he only had one stop, or he was at that school for 1 year. That was Ole Miss in 2003. Everywhere else, he was at Cornell from 88 to 96 and 04 to 09 is also where he played football, his alma mater. So that has a special place in his heart. Western Michigan, 97 to 02. Duke, 2010 to 2017. Oklahoma State, 2018 to 2021. He ain't a guy that's going to fly in, do a little bit, and leave 2 years later. He is probably planning. I don't think this is like the Ole Miss move. I believe he is probably planning to stick around for quite a long time. And Jim Knowles on the recruiting trail, the impact of it, a lot of guys nowadays, they wonder if the coach is going to be gone shortly after they arrive on campus. You have no idea. I don't think anybody thought Lincoln Riley was going to be gone. Brian Kelly was going to be gone. Mario Cristobal was going to be up out of Oregon. Brent Venables was going to be up out of Clemson. I don't think anybody thought all of these moves were going to happen. You're going to see a lot more soon. Position coaches are going to be moving around the country. The coaching carousel is crazy. The money that they said that they didn't have last year that they lost, it seems like they got all that money that they said they did not have. I don't know all the details. It's just very, very weird how a lot of these things are happening at this point in time. It's a positive impact for the recruiting trail. Coaching carousel, coaches, staff at Ohio State, going to be seeing who is going to be up out of town very, very soon. But I think Ryan Day knocked this one out of the park. I'm excited to see what this defense does next year. Oh, by the way, one little tidbit. Jim Knowles, last game he's coaching at Oklahoma State is against Notre Dame. The first game he's coaching at Ohio State is also against Notre Dame, the Fighting Irish. Marcus Freeman, back-to-back games, former Ohio State football player. I'm excited for Marcus Freeman. I'm excited for Jim Knowles, looking forward to the Rose Bowl, but also I'm also excited for the season opener next year against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Guys, closing up shop. This is fun. This is a Wednesday. Ohio State has a basketball game tonight at 9 p.m. against Towson. Due to my personal work schedule, their Thursday's episode will not be an instant reaction to the game due to me having to go to work and have some obligations later into the evening after the game. And so that will not be there. We'll talk more Ohio State, Wisconsin on Friday show, as Ohio State has a game Saturday against the Wisconsin Badgers. I will be there. I'll be back at Value City Arena on Saturday to be there at that game. If you see me Saturday, I know it's a couple days away, tweet at me. Let me know you're going to be there. I'll try and meet up with you. I'm down to take pictures and all that good stuff. I want to meet you. I want to see you. And you know what? I'm excited for tonight's game. I'm excited for the football team. So much love about Ohio State right now. Guys, it's a great day to be a Buckeye.